All right. It doesn't matter. We're going to start talking now. All right. I want to introduce you to an amazing woman. Amazing because God created her. Amen?
Yes.
Not because I say so. Her name is Nicolene. And when she came here last week, she could hardly walk. She needed two people on the sides to stabilize her. It took her, I remember when she came from her seat, it took her like probably 5 minutes to get to the front here. She had a lot of problems, and I'm going to let her tell you what her problems were, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm going to let her tell you what happened to her when we prayed for her, when the power of God came upon her, and how she feels now. Do you up to that?
Yes.
Okay. Please speak in the mic, otherwise I can't record you.
I will.
Good.
Hello? Testing? Okay. Hello to you all. Praise God. He touched me. I couldn't talk without stuttering. And I couldn't hear. It's like I'm out of my own body, seeing me, down on me, seeing what God's doing to me. Now as well. Ek kan nooit Engels gepraat het nie, but I don't know what happened now. God give me a new...
Okay, what she said is, she's never mastered the English language, and she couldn't really speak English. And she can't explain it, but tonight she can speak English. Give the Lord a big hand.
Okay, about last week. First thing, according to the doctors, I'm not able, I was not able to remember, to speak, to walk, to see, to talk, to put on my clothes. I don't know. My sister was all the time at my side. All the time. Right, I can't speak so high English, ne? Okay. So, I ask the Holy Spirit to give me the words to give to you so that the little ones also can understand what I want to say to you. Last week I was standing there, Marlene, sorry that I call names, tried to get me here for how many long? I can't remember. Very long, 6 months to get me here. I said, no, I don't want to be a nuisance to somebody. When you think or you are in the respect or you are in worshiping, I don't want to go out where you were. But every time the Satan was stolen that from me to take me out, but because I start sweating, I did get epilepsy. I did. I was on a very high standard of epilepsy. And I still drink my tablets. I have to. I'm not disobeyed. But God, I was really talking to God. Ask Him, may I or may I not? So there was no answering back. So I thought, okay, I will go on. He will stop me. He will make me nauseous of something he will do to stop me. But somebody talked to me last week and said, don't do it. Go to your doctor and get everything fine and working out. So I'm on my way to go there. But last week I was walking, I was standing there, and I started shivering. I couldn't, my whole body was like this. I can't talk, but it is going like this. This morning, I went to another church, and I started this again. I couldn't use my hand. I couldn't use my leg. And I said, God, I went to the minister and I said to him, listen, God, make me new. He created something in me to tell people that God is great. And I don't worry. I felt it. I remember it. And I know what God's done for me. So I will not tolerate this. And I said, and he stand next to me and he prayed for me. I said, thanks, now can I walk again home? But I walk, well, last week while I walk here, somebody was helping me. I can't remember that. Up to here. When I'm sitting on the chair, Rian, can I speak? Call you Rian?
Yeah.
Okay. Rian talked to me and he said, what's wrong? I said, Rian, everything was wrong. Okay. Every time I was in a chair and I felt I'm out, when the power of God come over me, I felt that it's something heavy. It's like a bolt falling from heaven on me. Something to help me, I don't know. But there was two hands. The ingekrimpte een. I don't know what's that.
The deformed one.
The deformed one was on the one side. This side. And God's hand was on this side. And I couldn't understand what's happening. And while he was taking his hands and do this, I said, no, 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 you won't fall on me. No, no. That is when Satan pour his, you must remember, Satan also knows the Bible, eh? Very good. And he pour something heavy on me, and I said, no, I won't. Like in the box where you're boxing, in that crate, what they call it. And then I said, no. And I said, yes. And I said, lost my head. And leave me. But God went over, and his hand went over, and I started shaking. And here, I found I was out of my body, and I was looking down on myself, and I said, God, do something for this little crump. Crumb of soil, of sand. How you create me, Adam? How you create me? You create me over, and he blow, and he, and how when he grab my hair like this and he pull. God said, and I felt that. And I dance. And I dance, I know I dance. In that chair still. And you must remember, the Aussie students is unbelief me, is now available for each and every one of us. God is available for each and every one of us. But one thing I want to say, that what happened there to me when the Holy Spirit gave me a drip. I experienced, I was 3 months in a coma with drips and drips and drips. I couldn't see somebody. I couldn't, my color was away. I could only see black and white. And I can see you. Red, blue, blue, white. Okay? That's already great. And this, I ask for God, please, Holy Spirit, give me a new testimony. Such a one that can break through the everything, anything that somebody come to you through me. Work through me. I'm available. And that night, okay, I was sad. Okay, I don't want to go too far, God, please. Just, Holy Spirit, sorry. I was laying, sometimes, some way, I was on the floor also, nay. And because I had a heart operation as well, but that's before this, the whole thing happens. I was laid down, and again I saw that hand try to get through this other soil or gold or oil, very much oil on my head. That hand wanted to break through me. And there was like a little fight. And I said, my God's great. Then Satan said, no. I said, lost my eight. Leave me out. So that's what I was screaming all about. It's not like I was possessed. I know God. I'm a God's child. And my faith is so great. And I think, thank you, Rian, that you were here. And I was on that stage, on this stage, try to be gehoorsaam. Obedient to God to tell you about this. But then I was on this thing of mission. You, mission, from this side to that side. And I looked to myself up there, down there. And I see, I'm playing tennis. What's going on with my body? My body is there, and it was there. And it was there, and it was there. And I was walking with you. Remember, I couldn't remember 5 seconds out of 5 seconds. I had 15 tumors on my brain. I had it. Yes. But why I was running now, that was on the course. On this, I was on this track, like a winter, the Winter Olympic track, okay? I was on this track, and I was an athletic champion for South Africa. I know how to jump out of blocks. And I saw myself in a white clothes garment with all these beautiful things blinking. And everything, I was there. And while I was there, I say, right, what's happening now? How can I run with a garment? I don't understand. God says, shush, I'm doing the work. I say, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, God, go on. I'm available. I'm here. You can do with me what you want. So, when I jump, I feel a jump. It was hot. It was fire. I was jumping when I got here. And now I think it was your hands that I feel, but I was jumping with somebody up and down. I couldn't do that. And I was burning, and I was then numb. And I was burning, and then it was numb. And I said, no, make me burn before numb. God said, you can't make it. I said, Satan said, you won't make it. I say, I will. And I jump. And he said to me, and God said, run for me the race. You see that finish line there? I didn't see it. What I was seeing, just bear for me. And I was laying on the floor here. I asked the people, where am I? Where am I now? Talk to me. Where I am now? On that moment, I was looking at the ceiling. That was like I was in heaven. Gold was the ceiling. And the lights was white. That's what it felt. I was up. And I say to my, and the Holy Spirit said to me, "You're here." I said, "That is where I'm asking, where I am." And then somebody said, "You and this, you here and there and there and there and there." But it's, I took it, but I was not in that moment. I was already with God in heaven because I had a white garment on.
Can I say something?
Yes.
All right, for those of you that are getting a bit confused, I want to explain something to you. What Nicolene experienced, yes, she did have an out-of-body experience. Remember, we are made up of body, soul, and spirit. All healing that takes place will take place spiritually first before it manifests in the natural. Her spirit was with God because what needed to be fixed on the spirit first before she could experience it. And she was aware of the transformation. Even though her body was on the floor, yeah, she experienced what God was doing with her spirit. I have no doubt that she did have some experience where she was probably taken to heaven or wherever it is that God decided to fix her and sort her out. But the fact that you have to understand is that she's explaining to you now what she experienced. We saw her, I remember she was on the floor, and I do remember that she kept saying, "Where am I? Where am I?" I've heard that before because I've seen a similar thing happen quite a few times. Sometimes people actually have an experience. They see that they go to a different place. And they find it very strange because at that moment they are more aware of the spirit than what they are of the natural. So we hear them speak and they get a bit confused. But everything that she experienced is the way God works. Amen. Well, good. Bless God. You say you had how many tumors?
15.
You had 15 tumors. And that's why you could only see in black and white.
Yeah, not only that, that is caused by, it was between the brain, the lobe. Okay. If our emotion, crying, it gets out, and then the tumor is going in, and then I have to go for morphine injections for 6 days in hospital to get that headache away.
You had constant headaches, I remember. And how's it been since Sunday?
Nothing.
Come, give the Lord a big hand. And just because, you know, a lot of people went, yeah, I want to just talk about this. You couldn't really speak. You could only stutter before. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I only stuttered like that.
Have you heard her stutter once? Give the Lord another hand, please. Amen. Okay. I do need to get going. So you're going to share one more thing. About you going up there and seeing and dancing with the angels and all sorts of stuff. Tell them about that.
I went up like a flash. It just said, there wasn't no time to say where I'm going, No. I was there. And I was dancing with these angels. And they laugh. And I start laughing. And I said, Give them also of this oil. And when I went to him, when he was also laying on his back, I say, have another drink. Because that was what I'm experiencing. God, not for me only, but make it for each and everyone, have another drink. And that night when I got out, yeah, I was walking Lance behind my little trolley. My sissy was very, very
tired.
So I said, "God, I'm going for you now. I get in, take the keys of the car, and I drive home." That you didn't know. That's mine.
And when was the last time you drove a car?
I drive since 2008. And I don't know. Sometimes I steal my own car. And then I tell Yunita, please just open for me the gate. I just want to move it slightly and then I will. But sometimes I have to do something to get something. I can't explain myself to people. There was no time to explain something. Okay? And I didn't know where I'm living. So I said, just open the gate. And out of the gate I am. And there I go. Around the block. 3 times. I said, God, go. Go. And I said, go, God. This jet, I didn't ever got so experienced like this. And me too. And I flooded. I flooded 3 times. And our block is 5 kilometers if you go around. Okay? And the fourth time, I stuck. And there I'm sit. Don't know where I am. I cried. My sister stand with a motorbike, with a scooter in the middle of, and I run and go. But I stand. Come to the corner and I stand still and I don't know where I am. And when she came down, walking and keep looking, and she put the whole CPF on me. She said to me, and I crying, I said, I don't know where I'm staying. I don't know where I'm staying. And she took the car, put me in, and somebody took the car home. Parked there every day. They just move it this way. I move it once this way, then I park it this way. But then I was, okay. Then I went to, last week, I went home. Can I speak more?
Okay.
Only one.
All right, listen, yeah. I have to cut that short because we have to get going. Please give the Lord a big hand. Thank you. All right.